Blog Talk Radio.
Live from Birmingham, Alabama, you're listening to Conclave Radio.
Episode 26 of Conclave Radio.
Yeah, you're supposed to.
It's okay. Can I do it again? Can we do it again?
Oh, no.
It's okay. We do it again at the end.
We will do it at the end. We
do it next week.
No, you can do it at the end. We say we'll see you next time for episode 27 of, and then we'll say it again. So you have another opportunity.
I do.
Good. I'll
be ready.
Well, Casey, how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty beachy.
I'm also doing pretty beachy.
Really? Just by the sun.
Yes.
I know. Well, you should have seen me earlier. I was a lobster.
First day.
I was as red as the shirt I wore on Conclave Radio episode 25. And for you guys who can see me, who you probably can't see it, I peeled pretty much all the skin I could in the past couple days.
Okay.
I looked like Freddy Krueger.
Oh,
With all the stuff on my face, and I still have stuff on my arms and stuff. But, yeah, that's what happens one day I go in the sun.
Well, so here's what happened. For those of you who don't know, Conclave, we just went on a big beach trip over the weekend.
We did.
From the room, myself, Casey, and Cole, we all went with there was 24 of us. So we had a great time. So we get down to the beach on Friday, and, you know, someone brought one of those tents, you know, that you can put up. You know, great idea, but we didn't get in there till noon or one. And somebody said, let's not put it up today. You know, it's already 12:01. Mm-hmm. So like, that's fine.
Well, I mean, it was so windy anyway.
Well, it was windier the next day, right?
Yeah, the next day. That's what you're talking about.
Well, no, Friday.
You wanted to put it up Friday.
I was like, why not? Right. Mm-hmm. And so we didn't. So everyone just kind of laid out a little bit of pool, but the water was
freezing.
Brisk.
Oh, yeah. That's how it was spring break, too. The water was freezing.
I went out there, and the first thing I did was take my shirt off and sprint towards the water, flipped in it.
You did a little
I did.
A little Baywatch action.
It was awesome, too. And the first thing I did once I was in there, was Cole.
Yeah, everybody saw that. Everybody saw me pass the mic.
Hold it on now.
I'm going to share the microphone story, but go ahead.
Okay. But me
you can have the microphone with you five random questions.
That's true. Well done, Greg.
I like that. So go ahead,
Me and Cole swam all the way to the sandbar and back.
Okay.
The sank
in
the second
town. You know what
the Daredevils. Go ahead. I think we
The second sandbar. and I got, was it called Swimmer's Ear?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah. Me and Chase both got Swimmer's Ear. And then I did not feel very good once I got back to shore.
Well, so then, you're laying there, he's laying there, or lying there, whatever you should say.
And
after a couple hours, he stands up and comes to wherever some of us are. And I think Lisa's the first person that saw him. She was like, oh, my gosh, Chase.
Casey.
Casey,
my name's Casey Clint.
And, like, like his arm was like beet red and splotchy.
Like, and I remember Lisa saying, "It's day one, Casey. It's day one."
That's exactly what she said. Like, yeah. I felt like I just wanted to go back inside as soon as she said, "Oh my!" I went, "Oh, this is a mistake."
Like, I'm so sorry.
But in my defense,
did
I will.
Did you stay inside the whole time?
No. No,
I
was
over
there. I wasn't. No,
well, don't give me a mic.
This man wears a shirt.
I wear a shirt.
Oh, okay.
I wear a shirt.
Yeah, obviously.
Smart and pale.
Well,
the palest are the smartest.
Hashtag cancer free.
Oh.
Love you, Dad.
Wow.
Love you.
Wow.
That's right. Love you. So beach, we got lots to talk about the beach.
Yeah.
We got lots of recap to do about the beach. But of course, we are joined, of course, Casey and I are joined by our producer extraordinaire, Greg Dye.
Woo!
Greg, the man, the myth, the legend, hunter, champion. Welcome, Hunter.
Big Daddy to conquer.
Conclave's finest, Cole Hughes.
Woo!
Joining us again this week is one Ansley Browning. Welcome, Ansley.
Yeah, right before the show, we were just talking about the good old days. Yeah. not the deep, but the days where we did the show and he was calling on the phone and I called for my phone and I couldn't hear him half the time and Michelle was there and it all went screwy. But now we have like a lot more people. I'm not going to count them. A posse.
And we even have like a professional lighting tonight. I mean, this is
real sound.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Obviously, we're professional.
We are moving up. Still no budget, but we are moving in the right.
Yeah.
We are moving in the right direction. Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Shoestring budget, as in zero. But we had a great time on the beach. We'll talk more about that. Yeah, let's talk about the microphone. Let's go ahead and address.
Yeah, you're gonna have to tell me that one.
Let's address the elephant in the room. So while you were talking, I just, you know, I'm so used to Hunter sitting there.
Right.
I mean, that's where Hunter sits.
In his spot.
Yeah.
But now, to Hunter's defense, it's not a great seat for Hunter because you just see, at best, a profile.
The best part of his head.
Well, that might be true. At best, you might see a little bit of this.
Yeah, Hunter has a face
you see the
for
back,
radio.
And then you just see him eating.
Right.
Because people said, you eat every time on the show. So we made the executive decision, you being the fourth man in the Trinity.
Oh,
we decided.
Wow.
That, we decided.
Wow.
That's a little.
In that term, you'd be the Holy Ghost. The Father, Son. We decided to let you move over so you can have a better shot because we know you have some faithful viewers.
Oh, yeah.
And you are a sponsor of the show, so we should take care of our sponsor,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
See,
oh, that's an original shirt right
oh,
there.
Yeah. I'm repping the shirt that people actually gave me.
Oh, I know. Me and Casey will get back on wearing our Conquer shirts next
week.
We
will.
But in my defense, I did wear it.
Might do some hats.
Ooh,
that's something I would wear.
All about that.
That's something I would wear.
So we slid. I just while you were talking, I noticed that Hunter's mic was not
with Hunter.
With Hunter.
Yeah.
And this was messing up the flow of my mojo.
I was stressing out.
The Michelle curse is happening already. We just lost a light.
Wah,
wah, wah. How do we loot?
No, they can't see me, Clint.
She's watching online. I guarantee that's what it is. That Michelle is watching.
Michelle,
this.
You just tuned in.
Michelle, disconnect.
Please
but,
leave.
So we had to give Hunter back his microphone, clearly. But that doesn't mean that we don't value your opinion.
I'm sure. That's
we just
what that
means.
To make you feel any better. I turned off his mic when Clinton
yeah,
did it.
Because see, I knew that we could do this. See,
I'll extend.
Wow,
yeah.
Really? You extend? It's like you're going.
And then there's Cole. Yeah. Hey, Cole, you want to?
So. Yeah, so that's it.
I figured you guys need some estrogen in the room, kind of balance everything.
I mean, I guess so.
We're a little pissed off.
I mean, yes, we do. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Ma'am
is right.
Yes,
ma'am is right.
But how fitting is it tonight that we just finished bragging about our audio and lighting that one of the lights go out?
we need to knock on wood some more.
Yeah. So keeping us humble. All right, well, let's just do a normal Conclave fashion. Let's talk about the week that was.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's a little different this week because we actually did episode 25 from the beach.
Yeah, we did. We did it this past weekend, which I remember you said this whole weekend was Conclave. So we didn't have like a regular service Sunday night.
Correct.
We did have a communion, though.
We did.
And we had a baptism.
We did have a baptism.
If you want to go through that.
Yes, we can do that. And so, because normally on here we would recap the conclave that was, but we've already did that at the beach. We've already recapped when Jennifer Browning spoke. That was our last time we were really together when we talked about that. So this is all about recapping the beach trip and then previewing the week that was.
That's a fun episode to recap.
Yeah, so drive down was great. No problems there. Everything went good. You're listening to music. You're feeling good. The weather's good. Like I said, go down the beach. That's when the sunburn 2018 happened with Casey. We had a good meal that night. We went to a place called The Gulf, which is right on the Gulf.
I would expect no less.
Yes. And it was excellent, wasn't it, Casey?
It was very great. I really liked the couches and stuff. We didn't sit on the couches on the sand, but we sat at the picnic table, which is almost as good.
And while we were eating, the problem is when you have a big group, you want somebody to take your picture, but you don't want somebody to have to sacrifice to take, you want them there on the picture. And Lisa, she's terrible. She's always like, oh, well, I'll just take it. We're like, no. So there were these girls behind us. They were really excited about being there.
They like wooed us on when they took
the
picture. Well,
was this like a spring break woo college girl type thing?
This was a bachelorette party woo.
This is
one
of getting married.
Well,
that's
an entirely different woo.
The whole, I believe the whole table was rompers.
I have a couple of those.
Yeah, you'd have fit right in, Ansel.
Yeah, I would have. Except.
They were a little inebriated, and I don't think Pastor Jason would have approved of that part.
No, I don't think so either.
But they had a little liquid courage going on.
Those were not sober woos.
No, those were not sober woos. Write that down. That's a good one for the book.
Sober woos.
That was not a sober woos. But we had a great time Saturday morning. So Friday night, we went to another condo nearby, and we all went hot tubbing.
Hot tubbing.
And Casey, let's recap that. Now, so we talked about a little bit of this on 25, but let's go. Let's bring everybody back in the fold for the audio portion. Let's talk about the Cole and Casey dare.
Oh, yeah.
Do I need to turn mute?
No, it's fine. It's total PG. Total appropriate.
Are you in trouble with the FCC?
No, you're good.
No, nothing. I think before I want to get to that, I just want to bring up the fact that Lisa got a bunch of people out of the hot tub.
Let's talk about that. Good point.
Okay,
that's the thing.
So the conclave people were in one hot tub. It was getting pretty packed. And then a bunch of other older people that also have experience with liquid courage came and got in the hot tub. And
the same hot tub.
The same hot tub. And I remember Clint coming up and saying, y'all are packed like sardines.
Yes.
So Lisa had the great idea to say, let's play a game.
Now, she didn't say this to everybody. She kind of just saw a few of us, right?
No, well, she splashed the middle of the hot tub a little bit and said, let's play a game. And Colin and I thought, oh, no. Because we did not want to play a game. We just wanted to sit there. And then the game was you have to name an animal, in order of the letter of the alphabet.
Alligator.
And then baboon and cat, something like that. Anyway, they thought it was so lame, just like Cole and I did.
Yes.
But the difference is they left.
Yeah.
Which we thought Lisa was just lame. Turns out after that whole event, that was part of Lisa's plan.
Yes.
Was to be so lame to get him to leave. I thought that was incredible.
Because they left, and then somebody was like, okay, it's your turn or whatever, and Lisa was like, no, we're done.
No, because it got because one guy left to go check the other hot tub, and it got to my turn, but I was listening to you or something, and the girl next to me, she leaned over and said, Jaguar. So I'm like, oh, thanks, Jaguar. And then they left, and she was like, no, we're done.
We're done.
And then the bet where we thought, one of us thought it would be a great idea if we just jumped in the pool all the way and just felt the freezing water and immediately went back in the hot tub.
Because it was great. Have been 50 degrees. I'm not sure it was even 50.
It was chilly. Anyway, I went over to the 1.5 feet side and jumped in and pretended I went all the way under and he ran back to the hot tub. And then Cole went all the way to the deep side and just whoosh, and How was that, Cole?
How was it, Cole?
Yeah.
That was the worst decision I made on that trip.
Yeah. He said that was the biggest regret he's made in a while.
And the worst part was Addie looked at me and she's like, I don't even think you went all the way under.
But a few others did go down the slide into the pool, too, and I loved the look on their faces.
Yeah. My son did it. I think Addie did it. I think
Michelle
did
and
it. Michelle.
Was there any pranks?
Not as many.
I know y'all
talked
about it.
Yeah. I got away like scot-free. Like, I'm really shocked.
No shame.
Nothing.
Well, the weekend was just so quick to me, and we didn't have a chance to go by a store to get equipment. Like, equipment, you know.
We tried to convince Lisa to take us, but no, she went in another car.
She just asked us what we wanted, and we were like, we can't just say shaving cream.
See, that's how I know y'all are amateurs, because professionals bring the equipment with them.
And she brought
this
me.
This is my bag.
Next
of
time
luggage.
You come with
this
us.
Is my other bag.
Next
don't
time
look
you come
out.
With
but she did bring y'all. She did bring back you and cold beer. I mean root beer. Root beer. Root beer.
You did say y'all had
root beer.
Beer of
we did have
beer.
Well, speaking of, so while we're in the hot tub, my daughter has this fun way of saying baptized. She says baptized.
Baptized.
Like, I want to get baptized. I remember that. You know, like, that's how she'll say it. She'll say, have you been baptized? And so somehow that just came up about being baptized. And Chase in our group, he said, well, I've actually never been baptized.
Really?
And Chase has served the Lord for many years. Great guy. Plays the acoustic guitar for us on Sunday nights. Everybody knows Chase. And I said, you've never been baptized? And he said, no. And I don't remember if it was me or somebody else, you know, said, well, you know, are you wanting to get baptized? And he said, yes. And then I said, well, on this trip? And he said, absolutely.
Why not?
And there's my phone. I have the best ringtone.
And the podcast cut off.
The business. Yeah, we'll need to check that.
Yeah.
but anyways, so it just happened. Let's
Nate.
Just decline that call. I love you, Nate.
Decline, Nate.
Does it seem like it's still recording?
It says we're live.
Yay!
So, wow!
So
I wonder
said,
what that'll look like.
So he said, yeah. He said,
just so you know, they probably got the sound of your ringtone, but even it's on the
radio
for the radio.
Oh, perfect. That's all we need.
I had the best ringtone.
It's been stuck in my head since this weekend because I heard it
all
nonstop
he
in
said,
the
yes.
car.
He said, I actually would. And so we'd already planned on Saturday afternoon before we got ready to go to dinner, we were going to do communion. And so we did communion in one of the condos, and we talked about what communion was all about. And then we all went down as a big family. Mm-hmm. And now Friday the water was cold, but the wind was at least calm. Like it was like a really nice day.
Yeah.
Like really,
it was yellow flag Friday.
Right, but it wasn't choppy waters really. Mm-hmm. It was like 73, so it was very comfortable but not hot.
That's what I like getting the floaty out.
Me too.
Well that's how it was Saturday, like same temperature, maybe a little bit warmer. However, the wind was so bad where you just sit on the beach and the sand would just hit
we
you
went
the
out
face.
For baptism and it was red.
Yeah. So we all go out there and of course we're having to time the baptism with the waves. Like it's like I'm not gonna like oversell it and say it's like surfer waves. But it was like, it was pretty tough. I mean, it's on Facebook actually. You can on my Facebook page you can find it on there. But it was pretty, and so we got out there, and I had to get deep enough so that I could dunk Chase because Chase is a good sized guy, right? It's not like I'm dunking like you know
me.
You. So I didn't say that. You mentioned it. So we went out there, and it was cool. And after I baptized him, then this perfect wave came at the same time. I was like, all right, let's do it. And so we just hit the wave and we came back, you know. But it was really cool. That's one of the things you weren't expecting on the trip. But so that was really cool.
I always love baptisms on the beach, too.
Not everybody can get it.
I was going to say that, plus, like, you get the attention of all the other people on the beach,
too.
Oh.
So they'll notice it, and that's exactly what it's
and there
about.
Are people that, they said that, because I could hear some of them, they said there was, like, a couple groups of people just cheering.
Yeah.
When Chase got
that. Because as soon as we started cheering, I looked back, and all the people were watching. I'm like, that's awesome.
Yeah. It was a cool, and I forgot who said this, but they said just the Lord used Addie saying baptize. To get, had she not said that, that would have never happened, probably.
Wow.
You know, and I thought that was a
pretty
cool little moment. So that was Saturday. I know we got to wrap up in about 10 minutes. We got to talk about Monopoly.
Oh, no.
Got to talk about Monopoly.
I wasn't in the game long at all. For the whole time I was in, I did not land on a single open property. I was literally just paying everyone until I gave my money to Lisa.
Yeah, so we all know. Yeah, I knew Lisa. She's a monster Monopoly player. She's played a couple in the church. We knew Stephen Bass was a good player from our Super Bowl Sunday. We found out that he was really good. So everything fell into place for about 8 people to play one night, starting at 11 o'clock at night.
Wow.
You know, the perfect time to play Monopoly, of course.
Uh-oh.
And they went until about 2:45.
Yeah.
And Lisa won, and she was, she was quite proud of that. But
yes,
it was a big win for her. Yeah, it was good times.
Like she said that she basically won early in the game. Everyone else was just playing for second.
Oh yeah, I'm telling you, it was. Yeah. So
proud
the challenge
Lisa.
Is out there
oh,
for anyone that wants
we're
to.
We're all proud of Lisa's. When we gave her the nickname, or she gave herself the nickname, the Monopolizer.
Wow.
So that's
love
what we
it.
Call her from
we
now on.
We should have had her in here to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
I just wasn't thinking that far ahead because I'm a bad host.
I agree.
Yeah. Bad husband.
Yeah, and that too.
I'm just kidding.
The shoe fits. All right, let's go off topic. Oh, well, actually, let's preview real quick, and then I want to do a couple of off topic questions before we go. This week we're back. Oh wait, no, we're not ready. We're ready.
We're not ready.
Why they're random?
Okay, you want to do 5 random questions?
Okay.
Heck yeah, let's
hold
do
on.
It. I'm ready.
Oh,
hey, I'm excited.
You can go ahead and preview.
Well,
okay, so while we're previewing, we're back to full speed, straight ahead this week for Conclave this Sunday night at 6 o'clock. Casey will tell you how to get in touch with us and all that. I will say, in 2 weeks, talking about Chase, this is big news. We've only announced on the group, and we haven't started promoting it yet. That same Chase Golan is going to be our special guest speaker in Conclave in 2 weeks.
Yes!
So
woo!
Not this Sunday, but the next Sunday, he's going to be our guest speaker.
That
so
awesome.
Pretty excited about that. So, but we want you to come join us this Sunday night for Conclave. We'll have to worship, all that good stuff. So looking forward to that. But let's do 5 random questions with one Ansley Browning. Ansley, this is going to be the quickest 5
random
questions that there ever has been.
Yeah, if
I'm
my phone
excited.
Can handle
I'm
it.
I'm going to meet my mom. Like, I'm going to beat her. My mom is just...
I'm
going to
have to think
of
some on the spot.
But I'm going to beat her. And I think my dad was, too.
He was not, actually. Your dad keeps dodging us.
He's spoken to Conclave, but not on top.
He's dodging us.
That was
awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. We've got the whole Browning family on it now.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be... If I have to go to Abby next, I mean, we can, but...
Oh, Abby's shy. She probably won't.
No, Abby would be cool. She was in the cool van with me in Winterfest. We're like this. Abby would be awesome.
Wow.
Well, me and her are literally related, so I think I know.
I'm
kind of better
class.
Just letting you know.
Yeah. All right. Have you found one? I mean, I can go first and break tradition, but I'd rather not.
I don't know if
we
should go
that
far.
No.
You don't break tradition.
I'd rather not. There's no looking at the list here.
Okay, I got one.
Okay.
What movie do you want to be improved and turned into a musical?
Ooh.
I hate
music. Well, one of these
Harrison.
Movies has already happened. Legally Blonde. That's a great musical.
Better
it's
musical
great.
Than a movie.
I
really?
Totally
that's right.
Agree.
Greg likes Legally Blonde.
I totally agree. You heard it here, folks. Greg likes Legally Blonde.
He
was. I did
up.
Go to
Montevallo. What is that supposed to mean?
Touche.
But I definitely think I would say what would be a really funny musical is like a Mission Impossible movie, like turned into a musical. I think that would just be hilarious. So that would
be
one
awesome.
For me. I feel like that'd be awesome because you'd have like your action fans in there, but you'd also have like your super cool musical people. So, there's one, I guess.
Man, any superhero movie into a musical would be something.
Yes. Avengers, Robert Downey Jr. doing some tap dancing. Let's take a second.
Speaking of that, we were supposed to talk to Casey tonight about who's his favorite Batman and all the genres of movies, but we had to push that to 27.
Yeah, we
don't interrupt.
I mean, I already know my answer.
Yeah, well, I already know, but I need a good explanation. We all know you're the...
Okay.
Yeah.
What food do you crave most often?
Pretty much anything salty, like crackers or chips or anything like that. Like, I'm really not a sweet person. The only sweet thing that I really crave is ice cream.
You're just like your mother.
What flavor?
Either mint chocolate chip or or cookie dough.
Yep, that's it. Cookie dough's mine.
Good one.
I usually don't eat ice cream, but if they have cookie dough, I'm caught.
Yeah.
Now, now you know about question 3, right? Question three is how you are judged. So we have this mental scale about all of our guests and how you're judged when you're on our show. You could be down here for the train wreck guest.
Okay.
You could be somewhere.
I mean,
this is somewhere about, this is about where Greg is. When
like,
Greg
you're
was,
probably not going to be Hannah Braden just because of her questions.
Yeah.
Her one question.
Yeah.
Did she do
25 on the...
We did a segment called Random Questions with Random Guests.
Because we had more random, we had more guests because of having access.
We had so many guests.
And we, tell them what we asked.
I need to watch that.
We cleared the question once and for all.
Yep.
The sandwich?
If the hot dog was a sandwich. Hannah Braden said yes.
She said yes.
And if you we asked the audience that we had, we said applause if you think a hot dog is not a sandwich.
Right.
And then, I don't know if you can hear it. And then as soon as – then we asked applause if you think a hot dog is a sandwich. And we went, woo! Like the whole place lit up.
Yeah.
And that's where we cleared the question.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Unless we get really desperate and we have someone we just got to ask, it's been solved.
Yeah.
Like
it's solved. A hot dog is a sandwich.
So we went all the way to say, this is the big one. Like, if you clear question three, you're in really good shape.
We do need to find another hot dog question.
Yeah, I agree. Like, is water wet? Or is it... Okay, here's a weird...
No, we don't have time for suggestions for you, newbie.
Okay, I'm sorry. All right. I'll say it later.
That's right. Go ahead. Here we go.
If animals could talk, which animal would be the rudest?
The rudest animal. I don't know. I'm thinking that my first answer would probably be a snake, just because, the whole, Garden of Eden, thing. I'm thinking, you got to be kind of inherently rude for that. But then... Also, I'm thinking raccoons, because they get in your trash all the time, and they're all up in your business.
Because in Guardians of the Galaxy, Rocket Raccoon is just so mean.
Yeah.
Like, you open the door, and they're in your trash, and they look up at you, and they get that look on your face.
Right.
And you're like, if they
can
say words, I'm definitely cussing you right now.
Right.
Like, good answer.
That's what I'm thinking.
Good answer, Ansley. All right. Question number four.
Okay.
If you live in a tribal society, what role would you play? Hunter? Not hunter,
nice.
But hunter.
Hunter or champion.
Gatherer, shaman, or chieftain. So would you be the chief? Shaman is. Shaman's kind of like the priest, one that drives out the evil spirits. Would you be the gatherer or would you be the hunter?
I would have to go in between gatherer and chief. Because chief, I feel like I'm really good at talking to crowds. That's always been one of my things. And so... I would love taking charge and being a chief, but I also love using my resources and love whenever I'm in group projects, I'm like, hey, let's do this and this and this. I'm kind of the idea person. So I think that gathering would probably be my thing if I wasn't the chief. That's kind of where I'm going with that.
Yeah. I'm proud you at least said part of chief because there's a lot of chief in you.
Thank you.
We all know. We all see that.
Oh, wow.
I'm
going to
take that as a compliment.
Yes. I didn't mean that. Come on.
Hello.
The monopolizer.
The monopolizer.
They talked about you. We know we have to finish in 3 minutes.
Yes.
We're doing 5 minute questions
really
with Ansley.
Yeah.
Just a few minutes.
Yeah.
Hi, Lisa Johnson.
Hi.
Hello.
The
monopolizer.
Yeah,
we told the story. Yeah.
That's right.
Okay, question number five, Katie.
Oh, yes, question number five.
Oh,
wow. Second place is first loser.
That's right.
What is the most embarrassing thing you have ever worn?
Okay, so the reason that I would have to say this, I kind of have to preface this, because in eighth grade, I was picked to be Tinkerbell in the play Peter Pan, which is really ironic for me, since those of you that know me, I'm 6 foot. So that's already pretty ironic in itself, because she's a 2-inch fairy. But the reason that it was embarrassing was not because of the dress that I wore, even though it was green and I looked super washed out. But the fact that I put tanning wipes on myself, and that I was literally, I looked like a creamsicle. I was orange and white.
That's awesome.
And there were no leggings for Tinkerbell Tinkerbell. There were no long sleeves for Tinkerbell. It was all out there.
It was a creamsicle and a green dress.
And oh, not to mention that I decided to do it on my face too. So like my nose was pretty white,
but
and like right beside my ears.
But you thought it was just a great idea though at the time. You were like,
oh,
this is genius.
At the time I was like, heck yeah, I'm not gonna look washed out in a green dress. Instead I looked orange in a green dress. So my most embarrassing, you know.
Aren't you glad that you answered that question?
Aren't
good
you
job.
Glad.
Oh,
you're fired. I am now.
You're
the
solo. All right, so it's time to wrap this thing up. Greg, thank you as always. Hey, as we leave tonight, as we get ready to fade away, let's play our new opener music as we leave.
All right.
So that the people can hear it twice. Of course,
well,
thank you as always.
He did make you ending music.
No, he just, no, that's mine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. The one that's official at the bottom, that's
yeah.
Really,
yeah.
Okay. Hunter, thank you as always. I appreciate
Woo!
You.
Cole,
as
thank you.
Landon, Landon.
Wow.
Whoa.
Whoa.
I wish I could sing like Landon.
Great job. Yeah.
And Jason Browning is saying, tell Ansley her dad said she'd be to come to my office. Thanks.
Oh.
Okay.
Boom, boom, boom.
Okay.
So thank you, Ansley. We appreciate you. As we go, Casey, tell everybody how they can connect with us at Conclave.
Well, if you're in the metropolitan, every Sunday night at 6 and every Wednesday at 6:30 now for Conclave U.
You.
Yes, this is our sign for all of you can see us. It's 2 feet up.
Conclave Radio.
Preview the Chase Golan Conclave. Lots to talk about. So we will see and talk to all of you next week for episode 27 of
Conclave Radio.
Bye. Ooh, Lisa's a kid. All right.
That was a good one.
Live from Birmingham, Alabama, you're listening to Conclave Radio.